In this tutorial, we will review the 17th core measure of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure number 17 is to use secure electronic messaging to communicate with patients on relevant health information. For Stage 2 of Meaningful Use, over 5% of all unique patients seen by the eligible provider during the reporting period must send a secure message using the electronic messaging function in MedEnt. To meet this measure requirement in MedEnt, your office and the eligible provider must have the portal access enabled on your system. To meet this measure requirement in MedEnt, your office and the eligible provider must have the portal access enabled on your system. The measure uses the term unique patient to explain that even if the same patient is seen by the eligible provider multiple times during the reporting period, that patient will only be included once in the report. There are two ways an eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this measure. An eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this measure The provider can claim an exclusion for this measure if they have no office visits during the meaningful use period. An exclusion can be claimed for this measure if the provider has no office visits during the meaningful use reporting period. An eligible provider can also be excluded if they conduct 50% or more of their patient encounters in a county where over 50% of its housing units do not have at least a 3 megabits per second broadband availability. An eligible provider can also be excluded if they conduct 50% or more of their patient encounters in a county where over 50% of its housing units do not have at least a 3 megabits per second broadband availability. This must be documented in the latest information available from the Federal Communications Commission on the first day of the eligible provider's meaningful use reporting period. As mentioned earlier, in order to meet the requirements for the secure messaging measure, the MedEmp patient portal must be enabled on your system. Each eligible provider must also have their portal settings set to yes in the doctor setup area. Each eligible provider must also have their portal settings set to yes in the doctor setup area. Each eligible provider must also have their portal settings set to yes in the doctor setup area. To ensure that the patient portal is enabled on your system, you can view your portal access settings in the Office Tools option on the main menu. When the Office Tools screen is accessed, click the Interfaces button to access the Electronic Interface menu. Click the MedEmp Portal button at the top of the menu to access the MedEmp Portal Options screen. Click the Portal Access Settings button to check that the portal. Click the Portal Access Settings button to check that the portal. Click the Portal Access Settings button to check that the patient portal is enabled on your system. Please note that any messages sent by a patient using secure electronic messaging must have a specific portal message type in order to be included in the secure messaging measure report. Back at the MedEmp Portal Options screen, you can click the Portal Message Setup button to activate multiple ported. Back at the MedEmp Portal Options screen, you can click the Portal Message Setup button to activate multiple portal message types. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient message types. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient message types. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient message types. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient message types and automated message types. The Secure Messaging Report will search for both patient message types and automated message types. The report will search for the following patient message types. The report will be searching for the following patient message types. The report will be searching for the following patient message types. Please note that your office does not need to activate all of these message types. Please note that your office does not need to activate all of these message types. Please note that your office does not need to activate all of these message types. However, providing multiple messaging options to the patient may increase the probability of eligible providers receiving a message. However, providing multiple messaging options to the patient may increase the probability of the eligible providers receiving a message. Please note that your office does not need to activate all of these message types. However, providing multiple messaging options to the patient may increase the probability of the eligible providers receiving a message. The report will search for the following automated message types, and these can be activated in the automated message type setup area. It is important to remember that the secure messaging measure report is based on messages. It is important to remember. It is important to remember that the secure messaging measure report is based on messages that are received from a. It is important to remember that the secure messaging measure report is based on messages that are received from a patient or a patient authorized representative. The eligible provider may initiate the messaging exchange, but the patient or authorized representative must respond in order to be included in the measure. The provider does not need to respond to the patient's message for the messaging exchange to count in the report. The provider does not need to respond to the patient's message for the messaging exchange to count in the report. The message the patient sends will count for any eligible provider that saw that patient during the reporting period. The message the patient sends will count for any eligible provider that saw that patient during the reporting period. The message the patient sends will count for any eligible provider that saw that patient during the reporting period. When over 5% of all of the patients seen during the reporting period have sent a secure electronic message, the secure messaging measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Secure Messaging Measure video tutorial.